That was very informative about transport in the past and the future. The next 20 years are going to be exciting, if that is the right word.
True. But with the increasing environmental problems, our forms of public transport will have to change in the near future.
And once again, it's the poorer people who will suffer most from these changes. You know, in the past, people who couldn't afford a bus or train ticket had to use bicycles to get from A to B quickly. In the near future, many people might not have the money to travel in their own car because fuel prices are high. And battery-powered cars are still expensive.
Ah, Charlie, we need to look further into the future. I think gasoline-operated cars will die out anyway in the next few decades. Remember that section of the museum with the e-scooters? It was interesting to see that only a very few resources are needed to produce them. That's a more sustainable solution, at least for towns and cities. And the ideas of the university scientists impressed me a lot. I'd love to fly over the rooftops in a hydrogen-powered taxi drone.
Oh, Olivia, the science fiction ideas of those scientists really had an impact on you. But I agree with you. Cars, as we know them today, will die out sooner or later. In the future, these cars could perhaps be replaced by automated shuttles.
Yeah, like those projects with the driverless buses in Finland and France. I didn't really understand how they worked.
What we really need is to redesign our way of life completely. As we saw in that smart city project built around the concept of efficiency and optimized use of energy. It is powered 100% by renewable energy and has a free and exclusively underground public transport system.
Yes, that was very interesting. Especially that underground system for transporting goods by high-speed trains with average speeds of over 500 kilometers per hour.
But how realistic is it as a solution for our present situation? We would need to completely rebuild our towns and cities based on such an underground infrastructure. Is it really practicable?
I don't know. It would certainly cost a lot to modify our towns and cities. They've grown over the centuries in a very unstructured way. But there must be some aspects of smart cities that we can make use of. We have to do something.
Well, what I have to do now is to eat something. I'm starving.
Me too.